Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hey. Hamafkia Bazayas, a person that wants to split wood from an olive tree. Lo yichafeu ba'ofar. So he's not supposed to, after he cuts this piece of wood and splits this tree, he should not
cover
this split area in the tree with dirt. Because when he covers it with dirt, so he creates like a clay-like substance that is mashpiach. It makes the tree better. But he's allowed to cover over this cracked area with stones or straw, because that doesn't make the tree better. Rather, it just prevents the tree from getting worse. Hakoytetz koriz shikma. If a person cuts beams from a sycamore tree, we've had this in the past, that sycamore trees are commonly used for beams. Again, he should not cover this area up with dirt. Also, he covers it with stones and with straw, same reason, just to prevent it from getting worse. But he's not allowed to do it to promote the betterment of the sycamore tree. But sycamore tree that was never cut in the past, one is not allowed to cut it, according to the Tanakhama, because it's an avoida. And the Rav explains that cutting it for the first time will be mashpiach the tree, it'll make the tree better. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedarka Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only Aser when you do it in the normal way that they would cut it and they'd leave over some type of stump. Not too big and not too small. Usually, I guess, one tefach to 10 tefachim. Elo oimag bi asar tefachim. So rather, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay if you cut it and leave over at least 10 tefachim. So the cut was 10 tefachim, at least 10 tefachim high off the ground. Ogoimim mi'al aretz. So you'd raise it and cut it all the way down, mamish to the ground. It has to be less than a tefach. So it sounds like the way the Rav explains it, this is like a shinoi. It's not the derech that people would cut it this way. And since it's not the derech, I guess even if one would be cutting to promote growth of this sycamore tree, it would only be asmer darbana because it's not the derech. And the Taisis Yantiv explains that this Mishnah too, Bukhar, you would say the same thing, that the cases where he's not cutting it to promote growth, even though he does it in a shinoi, rather, he's cutting it for the wood. And that's the way the Rashbam learns this Mishnah too. So he cuts it for the wood. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you cut it for the wood, there is a way to do it properly, that what you can do is, as long as when you cut it, you leave the cut, you do it in a shinoi way, where you cut it 10 tefachim high off the ground, or you cut it all the way to the ground.